Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
I just heard something from Brother Gary Noel. I've been trying to keep up with certain things, but I had a lot going on. I can't keep up with everything. But I'm glad that he mentioned this week, the 24th, sometime this week, they're going to sacrifice a red heifer in Israel. That's what he told them. If that's not so, you get after Gary. And I kind of believe Gary probably got some good information, which for those of you who study Bible, that's a very important deal about the coming of Christ. Now, let me preface this thing. The coming of Christ does not depend upon a red heifer. You understand that? But it's just that next step to show that he's coming. For those of you who don't understand, the red heifer is this thing about when they build the temple on the Jewish mount, they have to have those ashes to kind of purify the temple and the priests and all. So that's a very important part. And that, of course, we've been to Israel, been to Temple Institute, and they had everything. They had the golden laver, they had all the clothes and ephod ready to go up on the Temple Mount. At that time, all they were needing, they said, was a red heifer, the ashes. Evidently, they got it. So we'll see. I don't know. That's interesting. That actually has to do with my sermon this morning. Remember, a couple weeks ago, I preached about the King is coming? Well, this morning we'll preach about the kingdom is coming, the millennial reign of Christ. I had the privilege of teaching Thursday. Ray Deardorff, he teach Thursday, the class, the Bible study class. And I got a lot of good stuff together, and I put it in a sermon. So I want to preach that morning, the kingdom. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, beginning verse number 12. I'll read down through verse number 20. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we've testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead. We could stop right there and preach just that little part right there. But now is Christ risen from the dead. My friends, that's the foundation of our faith, that Christ not only died for our sins, not only he shed his blood on Calvary, not only he was buried, but that he rose again. And this was what Paul was trying to relay to these Corinthian believers, to remind them, because Christ is resurrected, we too will be resurrected. Because look at the next phrase in verse number 20. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. And again, we'll talk more about this next week, about the first fruits. That there's going to be a promise. If the first fruits is a promise, that there's more to follow, more to come. And since Jesus was the first fruit, in other words, he was the first to ever receive a glorified body. So there's more that's going to come after him. It's a promise. And so we'll look at that in a little more detail next week. But back in chapter, verse number 12, chapter 15, Paul wrote these words. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead. And by the way, again, Paul used this word now. He used that word now, N-O-W, at the beginning of verse number 12, to announce the beginning of a new discussion. The word if, Paul again presented the subjective to cause them to consider the comparison between Christ's resurrection and their own resurrection. That's what he's trying to do the next few verses. There was no doubt in their mind. They had no doubt that Christ had resurrected from the dead, because look in verse number 11, the preceding verse. When he says, therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach. In other words, we preach the resurrection. And then he made this statement, and so ye believed. So the issue is not the belief of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They believe that. The issue was their resurrection, Uncle Joe's resurrection, Aunt Sally's resurrection, whoever. Many believed, they still doubted about their bodily resurrection. They believed Jesus rose from the dead, but what about us? What about others? Because they were, the problem was that some of them denied their resurrection and the resurrection of the dead. Now, these are believers. I had a problem with that. Perhaps because of their Greek background, one writer said this, perhaps their Greek background and influence, many viewed bodily dead as final and just said the spirit survived, some disembodied spirit. In other words, the Greeks would believe that when you're dead like Rover and dead all over. However, their spirit would remain somewhere in some disembodied spirit. And matter of fact, I think they believe, listen, Danny, you were with the that religion over there in Thailand. Hinduism. Is that Buddhism? Yeah, I knew it was Buddha. Don't they believe that spirits live on? They may be one of them religions. They live on in something else and all. Maybe Hinduism believes in maybe a cow or something. Anyway, so religions even today believe the body's dead, but the spirit lives, whether it's a cow or another person or something else. They're reincarnated is what they would say. So perhaps some of the people in Corinth believe that. Others, because perhaps, y'all remember the Sadducees? The Sadducees, let me read this in Acts chapter number 23, verse number 8. Paul is speaking, and he talks about the Sadducees and the Pharisees. Acts 23, verse number 8, Paul says this. Well, let me go in verse number 7. For when he said so, there arose a dissension between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the multitude was divided. In other words, the Pharisees did believe in the resurrection. However, the Sadducees we see in verse number 8. For the Sadducees say there is no resurrection, neither angel nor even the spirit is resurrected. But the Pharisees confess both. So the Pharisees said there is a resurrection of the body and of the spirit. And the Sadducees says, no, there's no resurrection either of the body or the spirit. And I love that play on words. That's why the Sadducees were called the Sadducees. Because if you believe in no resurrection, you got to be so sad. I mean, you know, that matter of fact, what you read about, that is our hope of the resurrection. And that Paul goes on, if there is no hope, we ought to be among most men pitied and miserable. So before we go any further, I want you to understand that the Corinthian believers were not doubting Christ's resurrection. They believed it. It was there, some of them, some, not all of them, some of them, well, they had a problem with their resurrection or relatives' resurrection. And then Paul in verse number 13, he contrasted kind of like an argument there. I forget. Term would leave me. Okay, the benefit of a doubt. If you're right, that's why I use that word if. If you're right, then this is a result of you being right. It's what he says in the next few verses. Verse number 13. But if there be no resurrection, okay, if you're right, and there is no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? Boy, that throws them people for a loop who don't believe in resurrection, but they believe in Christ's resurrection. So he hits it right from the start. If there is no resurrection from the dead, then Christ is not resurrected. And notice Paul used that word if in verse number 12. He used it in verse number 14, 16, verse 17, and 19. He used that word if. He posed the discussion assuming that those who denied the resurrection were correct. He said, what if you're right? What if you are right? Now, Paul himself did not believe this, you understand, but he used it on sake for them to think for themselves. By the way, we've gotten away from that. Their amen goes right there.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now, Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.